Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Long Ships by Frans G. Bengtsson. Translated from the Swedish by Michael Meyer. Introduction by Michael Schaben. Read by Michael Page. Introduction. In my career as a reader, I have encountered only three people who knew The Long Ships, and all of them, like me, loved it immoderately. Four for four. From this tiny but irrefutable sample, I dare to extrapolate that this novel, first published in Sweden during the Second World War, stands ready, given the chance, to bring lasting pleasure to every single human being on the face of the earth. The record of a series of three imaginary but plausible voyages, interrupted by a singularly eventful interlude of hanging around the house, undertaken by a crafty, resourceful, unsentimental, and mildly hypochondriacal Norseman named Red Orm Tostason, The Long Ships is itself a kind of novelistic Argos, aboard which, like the heroes of a great age, all the strategies deployed by European novelists over the course of the preceding century are united, if not for the first, then perhaps for the very last time. The Dioscuri of 19th-century realism, factual precision, and mundane detail set sail on the long ships with nationalism, medievalism, and exoticism for shipmates, brandishing a banner of 19th-century romance. But among the heroic crew mustered by Frans Bengtsson in his only work of fiction is an irony as harsh and forgiving as anything in Dickens, a wit and scepticism worthy of Stendhal, an epic Tolstoyan sense of the anti-epic, and the Herculean narrative drive, mighty and nimble, of Alexandre Dumas. Like half.